We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the Six Man Show, an Orlando Magic podcast with your hosts, Luke Sylvia and Jonathan Osborne, covering all things Magic basketball. By fans, for fans. Go Magic. What's going on, Orlando Magic fans? You guys are back with the Six Man Show. It is October 20th, 2021. Jonathan Osborne here. As always, I am joined by my co-host, Luke Sylvia. We've got a very special bonus episode for you guys. Luke, why don't you tell the folks a little bit about it?
Yeah, so we've got the newly named general manager of the Lakeland Magic, obviously the G League affiliate of Orlando, Adetunji Adedipe. And we were able to kind of sit down with him for a little interview here. Had a lot of fun, got an insight into the role of general manager. Got to know Tunji pretty well during my time as an intern in Lakeland. One of the most selfless guys that you'll ever meet, down to earth and just overall very genuine person. And, you know, doesn't care about your title, as he showed me when I was an intern. Doesn't care about your title, anything like that. He's, you know, always going to take the time to know your name, and really is the perfect fit for a general manager.
Yeah, really seemed like a great guy. We had a lot of fun. Really, really insightful. Appreciate Tunji's time. We'll go ahead and just get right into the interview. Hope you guys enjoy it.
All right, guys, now we are joined by the new general manager of the Lakeland Magic, Adetunji Adedipe. And we call him Tunji, so we'll go by Tunji for this show here. Tunji, thanks for joining us, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, of course. Well, so, you know, the news became public last week, Tunji, so we want to congratulate you, you know, the new general manager of the Lakeland Magic. And Anthony Parker, who, you know, was general manager in Lakeland, did a great job with that team. Obviously, you guys were able to win a championship here most recently. And now, you know, AP, if I'm not mistaken, has joined Orlando as part of their staff there. So congratulations, first and foremost, man. We, you know, really, like I said, we appreciate you having you on. And that's a big milestone for you. And we're excited to see you guys win another ring in Lakeland.
I appreciate you guys, man. This is a dream come true. And before anything, I want to say congrats to AP as well as to Joe Barron and Trent Pennington. Great people and part of our staff.
Yeah, absolutely. For those that don't know, Joe Barron is now the head coach of the Lakeland Magic. Trent Pennington, when I was in Lakeland as an intern, as you guys know, you know, Trent was doing basketball operations. Tunji was assistant GM at the time. That year, Lakeland gets knocked out by a Theo Pinson game winner in the Eastern Conference Finals, which was devastating to say the least. but they got a great group there. I'm really happy for all those guys that we just named, man. They, you know, nobody more deserving. But Tunji, before we, you know, get into anything else, just want to know kind of how's life been the last year for you. I know it's all been weird for all of us, but you guys, you know, the G League came to a halt, right? And so did the bubble, all that kind of stuff. What's that experience been like for you in the last year, kind of trying to navigate all of that?
You know, it was a bright spot in a challenging year for everybody. It was kind of cool to just actually be isolated with a group of people that, you know, we consider to be family, and spend extensive amount of time to get to know each other on even more intimate levels. That culminating in a championship, even without the championship, being around those guys, especially for kind of some of the things I was going through at that time, was, and we all were going through, was amazing and something that I wouldn't trade for anything in this world.
Yeah, absolutely. So also just kind of want to get your background, Tunji, where you came from. You know, a lot of people probably don't know, you know, kind of your journey. And I guess we could start with your time with the Ohio Bobcats, playing basketball there, and then kind of how you got to where you are today, because, you know, you joined the G League and all those kinds of things. So kind of just tell us about all that.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to go to the greatest university in the world, Ohio University. I had to let everybody know I'm a proud Bobcat. But absolutely. I started on the humble grind. I am. I started on the humble grind as an intern, and, you know, through God's grace, through some luck, through some hard work, was just able to kind of keep progressing, encountered great mentors like Anthony, as well as people like Brad Jones, Matt Lloyd, Prosper, and have great leadership in Jeff and John. And everything else was just kind of happened in a blur, and now I'm here with you two.
Tunji, talk a little bit about, you know, kind of what, obviously, Lakeland Magic coming off of a G League Finals, you know, a championship. What are some of the challenges that you face stepping into this new role now as the Lakeland Magic GM?
Well, I mean, perfect question, especially for today. We just kind of lost our point guard, Jeff Doughton, got two-way'd by the Golden State Warriors. Extremely happy for him, but to kind of answer your question, like that's the challenge. The challenge is the unpredictability of the G League. It's just so fluid. Guys are coming up, guys are going down, guys are going overseas. It's just, there's a lot going on. So trying to find a way to manage all of the chaos is probably the biggest challenge, but also kind of the biggest reward. I kind of get this amazing feeling of having to operate within chaos and still produce a winner. So I mean, we have great people on our staff, and we've had great players that just made it kind of easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and Tunji, talk a little bit. You touched on it, right? I mean, you have guys coming, you have guys going, right? So you're essentially, you know, with all of that, how do you... Like, for people that may not know, what would you say is the percentage of your roster that you retain the next year, and especially that kind of how difficult is it to kind of navigate in those waters?
I mean, we've been fortunate that Anthony as well as Stan created a culture where guys enjoy being here so much that they come back. You know, you look at the guys we have now, like the Devin Kennedys and the Doughtons and the Gravettes and the Teskeys. That's kind of a testament to the program laid out by Stan and AP. But on the normal, you can usually expect to retain 3 to 4 players if you're lucky. So you're always kind of building new nucleuses. You're always trying to figure out how personalities as well as games match. So, I mean, the turnover rate is pretty high in the G League, but that's kind of what makes it amazing.
Yeah, and you can go ahead, Jonathan.
No, I was just going to say, Tunji, you mentioned how, you know, Anthony Parker, Stan Heath kind of helped build that culture in Lakeland that guys want to stay around. Is that not the case, you know, in other, you know, G League teams, or is Lakeland kind of unique in that regard?
I think every G League team is unique in their own regard. Don't want to dismiss or diminish anybody else's program while also advocating for our program. I just think it's just you have good people. I mean, we had Shelley Wilkes and now Hans Steinbrenner. We've had great partners on the business side. We've had great investment from our owners and the DeVosses. Great organizational support from Alex as well as Jeff and John. And it's just kind of like a family. We use Lakeland as kind of like a hangout. So when you have a hangout where your coaches want to come down and your front office and your CEO and your ownership wants to come down, the players really see that and it really resonates. And then when you couple that with somebody of AP, as Stan, now Joe Bear, of their caliber and their personality and their willingness to kind of help cultivate a great culture, it's just, it's infectious and it kind of makes all of us fall in line. So, yeah, everybody has special G League programs. Again, don't want to diminish that. It's just, we have great, amazing people who help enhance the environment.
Yeah. Tunji might not say it, but Lakeland's absolutely one of the best G League organizations that there is. And I know that firsthand, right? I mean, I got to be, you know, really close with you guys. I actually got to take a trip to Michigan, to Grand Rapids, with you guys, you know, doing video stuff for y'all. Was a great time. Tunji and I just kind of got to, that's the first time that Tunji and I really got to connect, kind of sitting in the restaurant at the hotel and just talking for hours, really. So it was an awesome time. My first time really connecting with him, and it's, we've been, you know, good friends since. And, now I did want to ask you, Tunji, you're not only, you know, in the role you are, you're not only a GM for the Lakeland Magic, you're also a scout within Orlando. So what is that kind of like, managing being a scout and also, you know, running essentially, you know, the basketball side of things in Lakeland? How do you kind of find a balance there? And is it difficult to find that balance?
I mean, I know it's going to sound cliche and it's going to be probably the common theme throughout this whole thing, but honestly, it's just the people. It's people like Matt Lloyd and Anthony Parker who are so far advanced and people who I look up to and want to emulate. And they do it with such ease. And even if it is difficult, the way that they kind of like conduct themselves is inspiring. Pete D'Alessandro as well. But I mean, Matt Lloyd kind of, he's the brains of the operation. He does a great job of like making sure we see who we have to see, and both for Orlando, but as well as Lakeland. And then kind of being in this chair, the scouting roles give me access to be in the room and to contribute to our group discussions for the draft and free agency and stuff like that. So I get to see how, you know, highly successful people do it, like everybody in our group in Orlando. And then I get to kind of implement it where the stakes are a little bit less high in Lakeland and kind of like fill it out. So I'm getting the practical experience for something that, you know, hopefully one day I get an opportunity to do. And so I don't really look at it as like strenuous or difficult. I look at it as more of like, you know, an opportunity, a blessing.
Dude, Jack, I have kind of like a two-part question for you. So two guys that we're a little bit more familiar with, you know, on the Orlando side, Chuma Okeke. Obviously, you had time to spend with him while he kind of rehabbed that year in Lakeland. So tell us a little bit about your experience with Chuma and what you think of him. And then also a guy that we got to look at for a bit last year, Ignis Brazdeikis, who has signed a two-way contract with the Magic. What do you know about him, and how do you see him fitting into the fold in Lakeland?
Excuse me. First of all, Chuma. Love Chuma. I don't know who doesn't love Chuma. Amazing soul, hell of a player, but just the funniest person.
Do you have Anomalous on repeat, Tunji?
I do. And, you know, we're working on a collab right now. As you can see, I have the music behind, so.
Okay. The keyboard, the guitar, now we're talking.
Yeah, the sounds of Niger. So that's coming soon. But Chuma's a great person, and everything that he's had, all the success, like, he's put in the work. And he's just an amazing person, and the future is so bright for him. And Iggy, you know, I've gotten to know Iggy especially more. I felt like we were always on the other side, growing up in Ohio, loving the Buckeyes, loving my Bobcats, him being a Michigan kid, and then him always kind of just finding ways to stick it to Lakeland. So now him kind of being on our side is kind of a cool experience, but he's a tough guy, hard-nosed dude who does all the little things that translate and promote winning. And, you know, both of those guys are just two of the guys that embody what we want to be about as we move forward in Orlando.
Yeah, and you talk about those guys, those leaders and staples there. You know, when I was in Lakeland, I feel like the leaders are always changing, right? And like you said, Lakeland thankfully gets to retain more than the average G League team. But what is that, you know, what does that process look like in getting those leaders? And I want to also just kind of go back to those games that you go to and you scout, because I remember when I was there, you'd say, you know, yeah, I'm going there this week and then, you know, I'll be back and those types of things, right? You're going, there's a lot of back and forth. How many, you know, games would you say that you go to annually in terms of college basketball when it's normal, right? I'm sure during COVID it was different. But is it getting back to normal? And how many games usually are you going to and scouting for Orlando and I guess for Lakeland too?
Well, I was going to say, like, you're scouting for both. When I go to a college game, as opposed to maybe just focusing on the two or three best prospects, you know, I'm looking at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just kind of something that I was taught early on, and it's paid dividends. It's just taking pride in finding those guys, because some of those guys may be guys you can get for a bargain in the G League. Some of those guys maybe you can get for a bargain in the NBA. So it's really going to a game, and regardless if it's, you know, a lower level school or if it's North Carolina or Duke or whatever, kind of treating it with the same intensity, giving it the same respect, evaluating everybody on this one grand scale, it's kind of made it easier. It's just consolidating. And then how many games I go to, it just differs. I mean, it's been so long and my role has changed since then. But I do a lot, you know, we have conferences and then I do a lot of video, but I try like to be with the G League team first. That's like my primary focus right now is the G League team and really embracing where I'm at. And then just where I can for Orlando, you know, we'll catch up once the season's over. But, you know, the G League is where it's at for me right now.
So Tunjun, when you're on these scouting assignments, are you there just kind of, you know, for the Magic organization as a whole, Orlando and Lakeland, or do you have like a specific assignment, like you're really just going to scout for Orlando or you're really just going to scout for Lakeland? Because it sounds like you kind of have to, you know, scout these games differently than, you know, a typical NBA scout would, where, like you said, they're just looking at maybe the best one or two prospects on the floor at the time.
Well, honestly, it's just kind of like you're filtering first for Orlando and it just all kind of just flows. You know, when you're looking at a guy may have to go to the G League and you might be like, hey, he'd be good for the G League right now. But that's not to say in a year or 6 months or 2 years that he's now NBA. So when I go scout, it's obviously with Orlando in mind. But, you know, I've kind of trained my mind that as I go, I just kind of know what a cutoff is. And you don't really know what the cutoff is until the night of the draft. The draft kind of dictates whether a guy is above or below the line. So it's just kind of having that broad scope, looking at it through Orlando lens, but then also being like, hey, this guy does this well. This is where if he did this well, he could be this kind of person. All those if-then scenarios will allow you to be like, oh, okay, well, he's kind of cool to bring in Lakeland, and he matches up with these other guys' skill set. And oh, by the way, maybe he can be in Orlando long-term, but just kind of pegging everybody.
Yeah, and kind of one of the things that I wanted to also touch on, Tunji, is your outlook on Lakeland this year and Orlando this year. Kind of is because with Orlando, I mean, it's not a secret, the team's young. The team, you know, may not be a great seed in the playoffs. They might, you know, make the play-in, whatever it might be. Obviously, the goal is to win. But is there, with Lakeland, is it kind of the same roster construction where you've got, you know, guys, are there rebuilding years in Lakeland? Or is it just kind of you're looking to win the championship, at any cost every year in Lakeland?
We're looking to create a program where when players come down, they get better not only as players, but also as people. And we have a lot of faith in the support that we have from our staff members, as well as from the people supporting the team, as well as from Orlando, that as long as we have people that are committed to getting better as players, and more importantly, as people, that we can get them to where they need to be as basketball players. You know, it's like the old adage where we're not putting all of our focus on winning or all of our focus on developing. We feel as though we can do both. In terms of like rebuilding, I guess that's like kind of subjective, as well as success. Success for us is defined by what these people do as well as what our staff do when they leave here. How much better do we make them? And those ingredients thus far have led to winning, and hopefully they continue to do so.
Gigi, the last question that I have for you, obviously we've talked about you stepping into this new role and kind of some of the new challenges that you're going to face. What are you looking forward to the most this year with the Lakeland Magic?
Honestly, I'm looking forward to a chance at repeating.
What we want to hear.
That's what we're looking forward to. We're also looking forward to continuing the environment that Shelly, AP, as well as Stan created, and continue to bring people and have people leave our program that the city of Lakeland, the state of Florida, are proud of. Lakeland is a very special place to me, having been here since its inception and being part of, you know, building it, that, you know, we want to have this team be the minor league version of all of those sustainable and rich franchises. And, you know, that's what I'm most looking forward to. I'm most looking forward to learning how I'm going to grow as a leader, how I, you know, interact with my colleagues, how I can help them become better people, how I can just take the next step as a person. And if I just do that and keep my faith in God, I think everything will fall in line.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. And one last thing, Tunji. Back when I was with Lakeland, you were very hands-on, right? I mean, a lot of people were praising Jamal Mosley because he's hands-on with the players and just seems to really engage with his guys. Tunji, maybe people don't, you know that about you or hasn't come across. There was never a time where Tunji wasn't challenging somebody one-on-one to whether it was a shooting contest or a one-on-one, or he's got the speaker down on the court and he's playing his myriad of music. I understand why you're saying you're going to collab with Chuma, because you might be the person I know that loves music the most. I mean, Tunji is always playing something. Doesn't matter what era it's from, doesn't matter what kind of music it is. Are you still going to be able to, as the general manager, kind of maintain that same type of ethic in terms of in relationships with the players, you know, being more so hands-on with them? Is that something that you're going to carry on with you to your general manager role and being that way with the players still?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that when we get blessings such as like promotions or opportunities to do more, I think we always battle being our old self with kind of evolving. There will obviously be a growth that's expected of me that I'll just naturally do as I get older as a human, that the job will call. But, you know, the crux of Lakeland has always been an environment where people, you know, when they develop, they become better people. And most importantly, they have fun. So, you know, I tore my Achilles, so the court days are over.
Oh, no.
All the other stuff, the getting to know the guys, the having dinner with them, the going to play music. Now it's like, that's what we are. That's what we'll always be. And that's why, you know, people want to come here. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we do appreciate your time, Tunji. I think that's, you know, all I got. I think it's all Jonathan's got as well. So just one last time, thanks, Tunji. Congratulations. And we really do appreciate your time. All right.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
Luke, that was our interview with Tunji. Atatunjay Adedipe. It was a lot of fun. Again, just super, super insightful. Every time we try to get him to talk about himself, he would just refer back to, you know, the people that have kind of paved the way for him and everything that they've done. So really, really great interview, Luke. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, of course. And that's, like you said, it just kind of, he deflects, right? He gives credit to everybody else. But he really is one of the best at in the G League at what he does. Already making trades, you know, acquired the rights of BJ Johnson here, who played with Orlando in a two-way contract role, had been signed by Orlando to a couple 10 days, things like that. So in the past, so he's already making moves, Jonathan. And, you know, like I said, got to really get, you know, you know, get to know him. When I was in Lakeland, we sat down in the hotel restaurant and talked for 3 hours when I was there. So he really, really is a great dude, and really can't express enough of that about him. Again, really, really insightful interview, and we wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, and I think that came across in the interview. At least I hope it did to our listeners. But just super appreciative of Tunji for coming on. You know, hopefully, you know, we can touch base with him in a few months as we start to get deeper into the NBA and the G League season. So once again, thank you, Tunji, so much. Guys, tonight, as you guys are listening to this episode, the Magic open the season on the road against the San Antonio Spurs. That game will start at 8:30 Eastern time. We will be at Harry Buffalo downtown Orlando tonight, starting at 8 o'clock to watch that game. Guys, I'm driving like 2.5 hours each way on a weeknight to watch this game with you. So I really, really hope that you guys appreciate that and will come out and hang out with me and watch this game. Or I'll just be sitting there like a loser by myself. So don't let me be a loser sitting there drinking Mick Ultras by myself. Come on down and hang out. Luke won't. Luke doesn't want to, you know, drive from Omaha to Orlando. So hopefully you guys will come in and hang out with us. And then on Friday, we have the return of Evan Fournier again as the Knicks come to town, the Magic home opener. That game starts at 7 o'clock Eastern. And then we'll be at Big Storm Tap Room, connected to the Amway Center, from 5 o'clock to 6:30. And then we'll head inside for tip-off and hopefully a Magic W. So big week, Luke. Going to be really exciting. Again, Tunji, if you're listening, we really, really appreciate this. We're going to go ahead and wrap up here. For Luke Sylvia, this has been Jonathan Osborne. You guys are listening to The Six Man Show, and we will catch you guys next time. See ya. Thanks for listening to The Six Man Show. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher to get new episodes downloaded directly to your phone. Please take a minute to give us a 5-star rating and a review. It would really help us out a lot. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram @SixManShow and like us on Facebook. We'll catch you guys next time. Go Magic!